If you enjoy the Three Rivers Academy, please click the link below to donate to the MetaHumans Rising GoFundMe campaign. Thanks!
Housestock Productions presents Seekers of Psycat, with Archie as the Armored Genius Thrasher, Julian as the Zoe Refugee Mentalos, Krista as the Immortal Archer Red Wanderer, and Mike as the Veteran Echo.
Welcome to the Three Rivers Academy. One of our players, Julian, wasn't able to make it today, so we're going to run a quick one-shot. Why don't we have everyone introduce their characters?
I'll start it. All right. I'm Archie. I am playing the character Thrasher, who goes by her civilian name of Lieutenant Candace Kane. And she works for a government agency called SICAD, where she worked as a reverse engineer.
SICAD deals specifically with advanced technology and alien technology. So reverse engineering alien tech. It's also a division of the Army. Did you want to add anything else about Thrasher?
And she normally operates with a suit of powered armor, which was involved in the creation of, which was based on UFO technology, which she's not at liberty to tell you guys.
Who wants to go next?
I can go next.
Okay.
I'm Michael. I will be playing the character of Echo, who during World War I was exposed to the Kaiserbox gas, which led to the rise of metahumans after the war, and gave him the ability to manipulate metahuman powers, but only when they come into contact with him. It has also given him an exceptionally long lifespan, so despite the fact that he is close to 100 years old, he still looks like he's in his mid to late 30s. And he spent most of his life after his military career wandering America, dismayed at much of what we've done in the years after the wars and what America has become versus what it once was. Well, in between hunting a particular German supervillainous group.
I'm Krista, and I'm playing the character Diego La Roja, the Red Wanderer. There was a lot of hilarity and difficulty finding the right word to go with the red. I am a 16th century Spaniard who was raised as a vintner. In the winter of my 23rd year, my wife was viciously attacked by wolves, and I came to her aid using my bow and arrow, who I've lovingly named Catalina, and our many children, the Arrows. I managed to save my wife from the pack of wolves, and that has greatly affected the life that I lead. In my 40th year, an old woman and her family approached me looking for shelter, but there were many thieves in the area, and I refused her, and she cursed me for the loss of her child due to exposure. And I'm doomed to wander while I watch my bloodline die out.
While this may be a one-shot, we're still going to do a team origin. And the way this works is, one player is going to establish the initial challenge and why it is too great for them to overcome, and then pull in another player and explain why their character can help them in this situation. So we talked a little bit before the recording, and Thrasher, why don't you set the stage for us? What very bad thing is too big for you to handle on your own?
Something that would be too big for me to handle by myself. Maybe I found out about a secret invasion.
Who was invading?
The Zudathi, which is a group of alien shapeshifters.
Okay. The Zudathi are invading, and they are alien shapeshifters. How did she find out about the invasion?
She found out about the invasion because the alien technology in her suit reacted to it. To their presence.
Okay.
It's semi-organic.
It's a different alien race's technology, but it's like biotechnical or biomechanical technology. Alright. So, you found out about this invasion. It's outside of your league. Why are you calling in somebody, and who do you call in?
The problem is I don't know who in my chain of command might actually have fallen victim to them.
Alright, so you can't trust your chain of command. That's why you're going outside of SICAD for help?
Correct.
And who are you pulling in and why are you pulling them?
Okay, so let's see. We've got the Red Wanderer and what was the... Echo?
The World War One vet.
Yeah, if I can offer a bit of help, he's very well known because he has the area of influence military, so he's very well known in military circles.
And they can't duplicate powers with their abilities. So, since I probably had dealings with them in the past, or I've seen his file, I'll go ahead and go to him, asking for assistance in the matter.
All right. So, Mike, why don't you tell me how this plays out?
Well, being the rambling wanderer that he is, he's not the easiest person to get in contact with.
Maybe he checks in at different military bases, you know, goes like the on-base PX.
He would remain very much in contact with people in the military, if not like the actual military brass, because probably he's not a big fan of officers. He's more of a, having previously been a sergeant, he's more of a grunt type of guy who gets along with the grunts.
Okay.
And the exception in my case is because I actually do grunt work.
Well, why does there have to be an exception? They don't have to get along.
Yeah, I imagine you would know that he checks in at bases, and you would know who he's probably at least a little friends with, so you could drop a hint here and there and get a message to him.
Okay, so it's a little cloak and dagger just to get in touch with Echo?
Right, get him to call her because he doesn't carry a cell phone because the government might track him.
All right, and so what skills is... you already explained it. It's because of his ability to absorb powers, you're thinking that it'll interfere with their ability to mimic other people.
That sounds like a feasible way to handle it. His powers can negate, interacts with theirs directly. It messes it up.
So far, this has been kind of a secret invasion. Thrasher's worried about her chain of command. Echo, you need to make this worse. Add in a new threat based on what we already know.
I'm going to say her chain of command's been keeping a bit of a closer eye on her ever since certain people have changed their views on the way they might think about certain things. They were a little more aware of her cloak and dagger activities and are trying to figure out who she's been contacting. And I can imagine they might, once they find out about a metahuman capable of disrupting their abilities, or at the very least possibly immune to their abilities, they might lash out at him.
You are now a person of interest.
Well, lashing out, I think we just went straight past person of interest to Hit Squad, is that right?
Yeah. And understanding that metahuman powers wouldn't work, probably aim for the more conventional rifles and soldiers, which would leave him a bit under or overwhelmed in the need of an ally.
All right. So, how do you bring the Red Wanderer into this?
Well, not as old as the Red Wanderer. They're both fairly old farts who've been wandering around far longer than they should.
They're both old, they both wander.
And I imagine that they could probably get along fairly well in their grumpy wanderings and their cane shaking at the youngins.
Actually, I have an idea for that one. What if she witnessed the Zudathi actually attacking one of his kin? And that's because of that whole curse thing we were talking about before?
Because the curse draws him to his family before they die?
Yeah.
So you guys might have met before, but you are reintroduced when you're tracking this Zudathi hit squad, and it puts you into direct path of the Red Wanderer. Is that what we're talking about here?
Sounds good.
Yeah.
All right. So how do Thrasher and Echo help you to deal with this hit squad? What does the hit squad look like?
What's their name? The hit squad. What's their name again?
Zudathi.
And we haven't heard any story behind them yet.
We know that they are performing a kind of covert invasion. They've infiltrated members of the military.
And they're aliens.
And they're shapeshifting aliens.
They look like lizards. Giant lizards.
In their natural state? They look like giant lizards?
I'd say that they were almost a translucent and somewhat glowing appearing humanoid type creature. And they just shapeshifted to look like this, and that the defining characteristic that made them stand out as being different is like maybe a slight timbre to their voices that makes them sound like it's just a very deep voice.
Okay. So how do Echo and Thrasher help you to get through this hit slot?
Okay, I would think in this scenario that Diego would be looking down on what's happening because he is more of a ranged attack and he doesn't want to freak out his family member because, you know, they know. His family members know. They know of him. They don't really believe that he exists. They think that there's a curse that follows their family and that they see this tall, like, olive-skinned guy with, like, a big bow on his back appear everywhere like he's death.
Does he have, like, a red cloak or something? Also? Something?
No, his last name is just Rojas. But no, no. We'll say he has a loose red tie and his, like, long hair. Maybe his bow is stained red.
Cherry red bow?
Yeah. Maybe it's just a cherry red bow.
He could be, like, tying his ponytail with a red ribbon. It's manly.
Maybe it held a trinket that he gave her around her neck. I imagine that Diego is higher up. Is it nighttime or is it daytime?
You tell me.
Let's say it's nighttime. And Diego is higher up on a building looking at the action, and he sees what's going to happen and knows that he can't prevent it. And where are you guys in relation to this?
Maybe this is at the Nellis Air Force Base in Las Vegas? Or just outside of it?
Yeah, I was about to say, just outside of it.
It would make the most sense to be just outside.
I have an idea. How about Drusher's being accompanied by your relative, and that's why he's there?
Okay. My relative is military?
Yeah. He's a soldier in the military who knows about the invasion, is working with Thresher.
Okay.
And he's going to get caught in the crossfire.
Okay. All hell breaks loose.
Okay.
As Echo and Thresher come up to meet each other, the hit squad ambushes us. And your family member is the first one to take a hit and go down, because sadly he has to die.
Yeah. Anyways, I was going to say, he was a bastard anyways.
No, the problem is, that's just the nature of your power. Like, yep, that's another one of my relatives who had to die.
Yeah. He's tried to intervene before, and it does not end well. More of them die. Well, I would say that he had his bow slotted and ready to take out the guy who was going to take out his nephew. Like, he was just waiting to see who it was.
So, like, they open fire, the descendant dies, you're like, okay, well, that guy's got to go now.
Yeah. And then gracefully, fuck. But in a manly way.
With your red ribbon.
You shush.
You're Spanish. It's manly. Just trust me.
He ties a little red ribbon to every arrow he fires.
Oh, that would fuck with it, though. That would, like, fuck with the
trajectory.
Aim, yeah.
But you're just that good that you know how to compensate for it.
I guess, 450 years of practice.
Or you could just have the feathers be red. The fletching.
No, just the bow is red. We're not going to go overkill here. He did not pick that name for himself. It's just what he was given.
Yeah, you guys are kind of ambushed. Bernard Roja is shot down before either of you can do anything, and then there's like a hail of arrows, gives you the cover you need to kind of work your way out of the situation. What does the three of you actually getting together look like once you're away from the hit squad?
I guess I would be in my flight suit, which is...
That's your power armor, right?
Yeah.
I just wanted to clarify that it's not an actual flight suit.
Yeah, well, okay.
Or a real-world flight suit, I should say.
No, it's not. Yeah, it's more the powered armor. That it would be like black and white, black boots, the big helmet with the respirator on me so I could breathe in the fast. All
right, so what does this meeting look like, though?
Okay, well, Nellis is big desert, so...
Nevada's a big desert, but Nellis is just outside of... Well, it's sort of outside of Las Vegas. But you guys were meeting near Nellis, so you might be, like, actually in the city itself.
Okay, so maybe the safest place for us to meet would be in one of the casinos in Vegas, because they got so much surveillance, and they'll see anything out of the ordinary. Something will come up.
All right, so you're at a casino on, like, Buford Highway, which is how you get to Nellis Air Force Base. But, yeah, just
break down what the meeting looks like. Like, what are you guys talking about after the exchange with the hit squad?
So this is what we know about the Zuzafi. I go ahead and I guess it's a backpack that I'm carrying on while on that flight in my power armor. I present it to them, especially considering how low these ancient people are. So I present them to the basic reptilian.
They're not reptilian.
They're not reptilian?
No.
What are they?
They're translucent, glowy things in their natural state.
Humanoid-looking, translucent, glowy things. You remember at the end of Ghost, where he's, like, going into heaven, and you see all these, like, kind of body shapes, these humanoid body shapes holding hands, and even talking about it creeps me out.
All right, so how are you guys reacting to this information?
Well, this is messed up.
I guess I would say, but the one I shoved looked just like a regular person. How is this?
How are you confused?
Because he looks like a normal human, and you just told me what his natural state looks like, and I'm from, like, 16th century Spain. So this is very, very strange, and I don't understand.
So there is some awkward explanation that has to happen to get everyone up to speed about these aliens. So how does Echo help to sort out who is real and who isn't inside of Thrasher's chain of command?
The first question we need to decide is, are they using naturally inborn powers, or is this technology?
You tell me.
I get the feeling, being big old glowy bastards that they are, this is probably something more natural to them. Now, I got a bit of a sense for metahuman powers. You get me close enough to them, I might be able to tell if they're actively using the abilities to conform to the other soldiers. This is, of course, all dependent on whether or not their abilities are inborn or technology.
His ability to discern the aliens, I wonder if it's something that I could go ahead and try to engineer as a field of some sort.
Mike, didn't you say you needed to get a closer look to find out what they were? Or something like that? Like you said, if you got a closer look?
Yeah, a satellite binoculars isn't going to do it. I'm going to have to be able to see them with my own eyes.
There's a dead one laying right there.
Didn't we retreat from the hit squad?
That's up to you. What I said was the arrows gave you time to take cover and, you know, take care of things.
I'm going to think perhaps that they managed to get away, but we managed to capture one of the people. Whether dead or alive is a different issue.
I'm going to go with they use this sort of combination of a natural metahuman ability as well as some weird alien technology.
Okay.
It's a little on the hard side for him to detect using his power, but it is something that he's able to sense if he can actually physically make contact with one of the disguised aliens.
Okay, so he has technology on him that helps him change?
Yeah, they can naturally do it, but they're not powerful. Most of them probably aren't powerful enough to hold it. Only the really powerful ones could do it without tech. The weaker ones probably have to use a type of tech to boost their ability for any kind of long-term blending.
All right. That does, of course, lead to the idea for Thrasher that she could actually attempt to use that technology against them.
But yeah, it'll create a kind of interesting dichotomy where you would be better at detecting the lower-level guys because they'd be relying more on the technology, and he'd be better at detecting any of the upper echelons because they would rely less on technology, making his power ability to detect them easier.
All right, well, I guess it's right now, so it's a matter of seeing where their technology is.
All right, so what lab does Thrasher use to build something to detect the technology they're using?
That's a good question. The problem right now is that she can't use the Psycad badge for obvious reasons.
Well, I do know somebody in the DOD who might be able to set us if not set us up, at least help us get some gear together and maybe set up a little secret work area.
Sounds good. I'll give you a list of what I need.
All right.
And I am going to say that since she is an agent, she might have some assets that she could use also.
All right. Echo calls in a favor and gets you set up in a small lab to build this kind of detector. And, of course, while you're doing this, martial law is declared in Las Vegas.
Lovely.
So by the time that you're finished with the detector, there are groups of soldiers who are rounding up people of interest. So how are the three of you guys going to deal with this?
They can't fly.
No, but I can run and jump and climb really well.
Well, at least you're good at skulking. And while I do have some skill in that area, I'm just thinking if I were to go ahead and use my flight, my power armor, then I will only end up attracting attention to myself.
So the question is, how do the three of you deal with the martial law and people being rounded up?
Okay, I guess you're going to have to play tourist.
How will pretending to be tourists help?
Well, they're looking for specific people, right?
They're collecting people of interest.
It's something like law enforcement, that kind of stuff?
Members of the military are out collecting just random people off the streets, breaking into homes, taking them.
Oh, boy, it looks like the secret war is no longer a secret.
Well, no one knows there's an alien invasion. This is martial law.
We need some way to reveal them in a public area.
Like a radio transmitter? I'm thinking maybe we could broadcast a signal that might interfere.
I'm fairly smart, and I'm pretty good with basic engineering, but high-tech stuff's a bit out of my wheelhouse.
Fortunately, I have some small skill in it.
I'm a pretty good engineer, but the high science I won't be able to help you with. You need me to build you a friggin' transmitter, I might be able to do that, but anything more science-y and you're in trouble.
You figure this hotel's have to get a satellite dish. That's how they probably get their cable TV and data transmissions. Maybe we can go ahead and repurpose it.
I mean, if you think you can do the high science stuff, I can do the low science for you.
Let's go ahead and determine how they go about boosting their power, and we can work from there.
Red, we're going to need your help. We need somebody who's really good at being on lookout, making sure the roving possible death squads don't get to us while we're working.
Okay. Well, I will stay and watch.
Right, so how does this play out?
You okay with it?
No, Diego's super bitter about having to stay and watch.
Did he want to play around with electronics?
He looks over and eyes it and tries not to look confused and goes, no, I'm good over here.
We have the parts to do what we got to do, and we're making progress. We're at the hotel now, right?
Yeah, you guys go back to the hotel from the lab.
But this is when the military decides they're going to go ahead and check this hotel. So that puts the time crunch now.
So, like, you and Echo are trying to put together this revelation wave or what have you, while the Red Wanderer is holding off the military troops.
Like, are they actually coming in?
Like, they're coming into the hotel. They're looking for you guys. You need to buy Echo and Thrasher time.
I say there's a convention going on at the hotel, so that would buy us some more time. Tell them how great I think their outfits look.
So you're actually going to try and talk them up?
I'll keep sidestepping them so that they don't get around me. Just talk up their outfits, and because, I don't know, the younger generation's good with things of this nature. I've seen them.
So you try and treat them like they're convention goers, and they try and grab you. You dodge out of the way. How does this play out?
I would try to express, like, oh, no, don't touch the bow. It took me a long time to make this. Like, I've come from very far. Where'd you guys come from? Your outfits look amazing. How long did it take you to make this? Oh my god, look at this stitching work. It's amazing. You know, my wife would be really amazed by this. She was great at sewing. Oh, no, please, don't touch the outfit. It's very fragile. But, you know, I think we should get together. We should have some coffee. I don't know where the fuck this Eastern European accent came from.
So how does this escalate to action?
They keep trying to grab me, and eventually Diego says, okay, enough is enough, and pulls his rope. It's too close range to pull the string back, so I'd say that whoever reached for me next would get a whap. Like a really quick, I don't really move much, but I just like whip my arm.
Uh-huh.
It's all like, did that just happen?
Okay.
And that's how it escalates. And then what are they going to do?
You tell me.
Oh.
This is your guys' story. I'm just trying to help move things along.
I don't know how they would react to me whapping one of them with a bow.
I would guess they're going to try and shoot you.
Okay, well, I believe I would try to get some distance between myself and them and serpentine, like, kind of run out of the way and whap anybody who comes near me. It's a multi-floored hotel, and I jump, and I jump on the, Diego jumps on the Ferris wheel, and, damn, they're bullets, and the Ferris wheel doesn't move very fast.
So yeah, you're like, ha! And they're like, pew, pew, pew. So, like, do you, like, clamber up the arms of the Ferris wheel when they start shooting or some shit?
Yeah, I'm acrobatic, so I, like, swing onto every rung trying to get up until I can stand on a car that's almost to the top and daringly jump off of it onto the second story floor. This is lame. And from there I can, you know, pull back and start kind of like aimlessly firing down at them. Like, and hopefully, you know, people are smart enough to not think that this is a performance and they run out of the way. And I think that's fucking distracting. I think they've stopped worrying about finding Thrasher and Echo.
So what happens when the device is actually activated?
Considering your super science and the fact that you're already fairly proficient with alien technologies, you're pretty good at throwing this together and getting the right frequency to disable the grunts' disguises, the ones who have to rely on the heavy technology. Allowing us to finally reveal an actual invasion, but not managing to reveal the higher-ups who are in charge of the invasion.
So once, like, the wave goes out, soldiers find themselves standing next to aliens, and...
Well, I think it's an initial clusterfuck where everybody realizes the truth of the matter. The bit of confusion is both sides. It's one that's the humans that realize that there are actual aliens among them. And then from the aliens, when they realize the truth that they've been discovered.
It's a good thing there's already martial law and not a lot of people in the street, because I imagine we're going to get a full-out war.
The alien forces that are mixing with the human forces, like, instantly, you know, breaks down into a firefight, like, what's going on? And you guys are able to flee, effectively. Where are you going to go to get to the root of this invasion?
I think we need to head for Psycan.
Yeah.
If I was going to infiltrate a organization, I'd aim to plant people pretty high there.
Yeah, they're one of the first people that would probably realize there's a problem, which is probably what they're after in the first place.
Psychad, the BMA, those would be pretty high targets for me.
So, with that, I think, let's go to Psychad.
So you guys fly to, like, Virginia?
Sounds like a plan. I mean, I could fly there myself, but it would probably take forever and a day.
So how do the group of you get to Washington?
Road trip.
Military transport.
So you catch a ride from Nellis with everybody fighting?
Well, actually, do I have any... I wonder if I'm a pilot at all.
Ironically, you do not have the vehicle talent.
Nope.
You know how to fly your suit.
Yeah, but trying to carry them would be problematic, I think.
Yes, especially since you're talking like 2,500 miles.
I mean, it's not like I couldn't carry them. I could use my tractor beam.
Okay, so you want to like put like a protective tractor beam around them and fly to Las Vegas or fly to DC? You fly at 130 miles an hour. I'm sorry, 130 kilometers per hour.
Nowhere fair fast enough to get across this country. Unless I try to do some kind of quick jury rig with the suit in order to do me a quick boost to get to Virginia quickly, a.k.a. with willpower.
All right. Okay, yeah, so you jury rig the suit to get past your dampening controls and ramp the speed up. The SciCat offices in Arlington are in, like, full lockdown mode. You know, there are, like, heightened security everywhere. And then you're picking up radio chatter about the invasion in Las Vegas. Because, you know, it's just in Las Vegas, right?
Yeah, that explains a lot about the Virginia place being locked down. All right.
So how are you guys getting into SciCat?
That's going to be the interesting part. Trying to sneak into the secure facility. Well, fortunate for me, since I worked there, I know a little bit more about how the defenses are set up.
All right, so you guys are going to try, like, the frontal assault thing, but just, you know, fly around the defenses?
Well, I could act as interference while you guys sneak in. If they're distracted by me, you might be able to get in.
Before we do that, I'm guessing you're not super stealthy.
She's stealthy, but I would have called her super stealthy.
Why don't you tell me something that would explode fairly easily and draw a lot of attention?
You know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking the generator they use in case they need a high power demand, something they don't need on the grid.
Their backup generators?
Yeah.
All right, so if you can give Echo an idea of how to get to it, he can sneak over there and set it up to go boom.
All right. So I will go ahead and drop a means of telling him where it is.
So how does that play out?
Echo, being the heavily skilled infiltrator that he is, honing his skills against the Germans, will make his way to the generator and using his advanced knowledge and proficiency in engineering to set the generator to blow in a rather spectacular fashion before making his way back to where the others are so that we can use the distraction to slip by the guards.
So what happens with that?
I'm fairly certain it would go off pretty well. We'd probably only have one or two guards left over, easily subdued by the three of us without actually killing them. Since we don't want to kill soldiers unless we're absolutely sure that they're working with the aliens or are aliens. And then make our way in.
And lifting their ID cards, since they need them in order to get into this more secure area, since I can't use my own. We go ahead and use that in order to gain admittance to some of the more secure sections of the base.
Okay.
If you can lead us to your bosses, we can find out which of them are aliens and which of them aren't.
All right.
I imagine we run into a few more guard patrols, which the Red Wanderer can skillfully eliminate.
So, yeah, you guys have to deal with, like, a couple of groups of guards, but they seem to be ill-equipped to deal with you. Do you go, like, to Thrasher's CO, or, like, how up the chain are you going, and what does that look like?
I imagine with what's been happening, the recent discovery of all the aliens, much to our dismay, we would find most of the high-end brass all in a conference room debating the alien menace.
And so you have people like, we need to consider this an isolated threat. And the other's going, no, we need to start screening on a wide scale. Things like that.
Pretty much, yeah. And we're going to burst in on them.
So one of them's like, Lieutenant Kane, what's the meaning of all this? And you guys tell me what's happening here.
Well, the meaning behind this, sir, is the fact that we have alien infiltrators in our midst. I was able to create a device that allowed us to jam their amplification equipment in Las Vegas. And that's how we were able to root them out. But it goes much deeper than that. Because they knew where I was in Nevada. And I believe that one of these aliens are among us.
In the short time we've had, we've come to the conclusion that the higher skilled aliens likely rely on less technology and more on metahuman power, meaning a jamming device won't work on them.
And of course, they're like, that's preposterous. If it worked before, we should implement that on a wider scale. That'll deal with the threat.
It'll only deal with the lower level goons who have to rely on the technology. I, however, possess an innate ability to sense metahuman power.
It's preposterous. I don't think we need to implement anything more than this Kane person's technology. Let's take a look at that.
I say, pointing at the guy who was just talking, we start with you.
Don't you touch me.
I'll go Red Wander. If he tries to run, make sure you only shoot him in the leg with an arrow.
Of course, I never miss.
So what's this guy doing, and what's Echo doing here?
Echo won't hesitate and stomp his way over to where the guy is. Faced with the fact that he is most likely an alien, he knows that the gig is about to be up. I think he's going to make a run for it and get an arrow to the knee.
Yeah, let me throw out this twist for you. So you're going to touch him, and it turns out he's actually just a bureaucrat, but the guy sitting next to him gets up to run.
Well, considering that he's in my line, say I'm holding it, like, and I'm ready, and I say that I turn it sideways, and, like...
Oh, you just trip him? Okay. So the Red Wanderer trips this guy, and what happens?
As he falls, I will dive towards him, setting my hands upon him and disrupting his disguise.
He immediately is revealed for the alien that he is, and he speaks in like some weird alien language. You guys have windows around this conference area, right, so you can see outside, and these like columns of light kind of shoot down from outside as the mothership starts to lower itself above the Psychat HQ, and he's like, you're too late! We've infiltrated you, and we've broken your defenses. They can't react fast enough. How are you guys going to deal with the mothership?
Echo will take a moment to take a look at the guns on the front of the ship, which I imagine is pointing at us through the glass.
It's like a huge ship. Like it's like over the building, right?
Oh, it's Independence Day mothership.
Yeah.
Not like a gunship.
No. This is like 2 square kilometers.
Well, fuck. Unless it shoots me, I can't do much. Yeah, that gives me an idea. You got any big-ass laser guns around here? And I mean big.
One guy with too many stars on his shoulders goes, boy, this is Psychad. We were born with too many guns.
I need you to get me to a big-ass laser gun.
I think I know where there's one. It's an experimental solid-state laser. I think it was something that we were trying to work with, actually using gravity lensing in order to make lasers more effective at longer ranges. Another byproduct of the anti-gravity tech in my suit. Unfortunately, didn't we blow up the generator?
You blew up the backup generator, yes.
I'm gonna attempt to fix the generator.
Well, no, it was the backup generator. The main generator is still online.
All right, still working with the local power grid and all that good stuff.
We'll go ahead and rig it for that one big shot.
All right.
With my power and my training, I'm above human strength, but I'm still not going to... I still wouldn't be able to actually carry this thing.
No, this is like a...
Yeah.
Like just like a hard-mounted thing, right? Because you said big gun, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. I want the biggest gun they got. We need to get this in position, and you need to manually override this bitch. Because your automated defenses are fucked.
So, I will go ahead and attempt to use my abilities to interface with the controls and open up the observation dome.
It kind of spins around as the iris of the dome opens up.
No problem. I'm working on the controls, frantically trying to keep everything aligned. Thrasher does her work, trying to get that thing ready. And then whenever he's ready... Ready? Hit the big button.
Well, tell me how that goes down.
Well, if you don't mind, Echo's going to want to aim and fire this thing.
You have the honors.
I love me a big gun. Don't take that the wrong way.
I'm picturing the Red Wanderer, like, fending off aliens that are trying to stop you from getting this gun online, and then just, like, looking over his shoulder at you when you say that.
Okay, everything's ready. It's a zap something. Remote guy.
I put my special forces training to good use and aim this bitch. I look over at Thrasher and say, okay, butter bars, let's see how well this works.
Boom.
Pull the trigger.
So tell me, how does it work?
Okay, the whole freaking lab, because we don't have access to the backup generator to power it. It's a big brownout. Everything gets grayed out, except for the controls.
The power went out further than, like, this is a big gun, right?
Yeah.
Like, power is out.
Throughout most of the area of Virginia that we're in.
Like the grid just starts going down. Like, you have that large panning shot where it's like, boom, 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 and the lights are just going out.
Then you see that big, big glance of nothing because it's an ultraviolet laser. But with all the pollutants in the air, it's slightly, it's like a purple beam, strikes it, lances right through the damn mothership. Well, the Thrasher jumps up there because she's got to redirect it so it doesn't land on Psychad.
So you're going to try and push the huge mothership?
Just a little bit to the left.
Bitch be crazy.
Can her suit handle that much power?
There's only one way to handle it.
Like, what happens when she pushes herself over the suit's limits?
The power will end up dying, and then she leaves in free fall for a while she tries to figure out how to get the portable reactor power back online.
So you're trying to, like, create these, like, gravity wells to push this massive ship. And you can see in your heads-up display that, you're overcharging the capacitors. You know, it kind of shorts out and everything goes dark as you start falling down.
Oh, Lord, this is going to really hurt.
And the suit comes back online, like, 2-3 inches before you impact with the ground.
And so, I do the requisite, yahoo!
As the ship kind of just crashes into the front parking area of Psychad.
I guess you don't have to worry about remembering where they parked.
The three of you are kind of left standing by this Psychad superweapon, looking at these smoldering ashes, or these smoldering remains of Zudathi's ship. And I think that's your team origin.
I'd like to end it with Echo just starts laughing.
Why is that?
Because they hadn't had this much fun since World War I. The Baron kicking the ass of the Kaiser.
So everybody gets a point to their history and origin.
Origins, converted alien tech to power armor.
And then on top of that, you each get a new drive. So each of you needs to select a player to give you that drive, though. Let's start with the Red Wanderer. Pick someone to give you a new drive. All right, so Thrasher, you're going to give Red Wanderer a drive based on his actions in the story.
Drive for Red Wanderer. Oh, she's a good-ass shot.
I mean, we know that from the stats, but what happened in the session to make you say that?
You have a person who, with a bow, taking on people with assault weapons and beating them. Likes to beat the odds.
Can I make a suggestion?
Sure.
Low-tech superiority. Or, in keeping with the way you named everything else on that character, old ways are the best ways.
Something else I would probably point out, he actually didn't shoot as many arrows as he did use his bow to trip people, knock people down, or otherwise evade them. And that's why I was wondering why you were talking about how good of a shot he was.
Because he managed to do all this stuff without actually hurting anybody?
Well, killing anybody. Killed one person, but for the most part, yeah, it was non-lethal.
So, but did he like showing off that skill, his expertise?
Well, the question is, what stood out to you? You know, you're creating a drive based on the things, the actions that the Red Wanderer took, right? This is, how much did you pay attention to your fellow players, and what stood out to you when you were paying attention to them?
We went through the sessions so fast. I kind of think that.
I remember a drive is like a motivator or something that they strive to do or work towards.
Well, I'm thinking that the Wanderer here just wanted to show that his level of skill is not to be surpassed.
So I think showmanship?
Yeah. That's the word. That's probably the better word for it.
Okay. All right, so now you need to, well, since there's only three of us, Mike, why don't you give Thrasher a drive?
This all started because of the infiltration and your desire to protect your fellow soldiers.
No threat unturned? since she was like, she uncovered a secret invasion or hidden invasion.
My dad's. It's better than how I was phrasing it in my head.
So, did you want to go with something like that?
Yeah.
All right. And so, Krista, you want to give Echo a drive based on his actions?
Yeah. I expressed that when we walked into the office and Echo was all like, okay, what the fuck is going on? She just kind of took charge and was just no nonsense, don't give me any bullshit. Let's just find out what's going on. And we need to immediately do a search of, like, you know, you didn't necessarily say the people in power, but that's what that led to. And I thought that that was pretty badass. And so I want to give you the drive of, like, getting shit done.
Getting shit done.
No, you got to take off the G at the end.
There's no G at the end.
Of getting.
Oh, of getting. Getting shit.
D-U-N or D-O-N-E? Getting shit done.
That's right.
Getting shit done. Since we ended on Echo, the next one is to select or advance a talent. So select a different player. That would be Archie this time. And they are going to pick a talent to get a plus one. This can't be a power or fighting style.
Thinking back, I can only think of two talents he really used.
Well, your low sciences?
Well, no, he made the joke that he didn't have any science. He only had engineering.
That's basically what you use mainly in the game. Between the two of us, we use our engineering skills. Yeah, I would think if any talent deserves to go higher, it would be the engineering feat. The engineering talent.
Plus one engineering.
So, Krista, you need to pick a talent for Thrasher. All right, so, yeah, that's a plus one to your flight. And so, Mike, you need to pick a talent for the Red Menace.
Well, actually, the thing I think that fits really well is never back down. When you had the guards at the hotel entrance, you just wouldn't stop, wouldn't leave them alone, wouldn't let them get by. Just kept poking them about their costumes.
All right, and then everyone also gets 3 experience, but we don't need to worry about that tonight. I just wanted to do the drives and talents. I have to say, this is probably the largest scale team origin we've ever done.
Well, it's because we actually used the real classic level origin campaign setting, right? The last time we limited ourselves to the city, we just made ourselves more powerful, but limited in scope.
We had a team origin that was a museum heist. We had a team origin that was a drug or a guns deal gone bad. We had the team origin, which was the school hurricane. And then here we have a infiltration of the U.S. government and, you know, jumping between cities. So I think that was good.
I enjoyed it. I'm in the process of crashing as we speak, so I have to get to bed.
We hope you have enjoyed this presentation of the Three Rivers Academy. Our theme music is by Kevin MacLeod and is available online at incompetech.com.